Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature all Motown song titles that contain a female reference in the title of the song. For this half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, R. Dean Taylor, Lionel Richie, Mary Wells, Jimmy Ruffin, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, The Messengers, and The Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, the Jackson 5 and Mama's Pearl right here on Motown Memories.
From that beat up, oh yeah, beat up. secret does he hold that makes your heart beat faster? You know this craze can be a national disaster. You know that I'd do almost anything for you. But if you want me to look like that guy, Ladybug, you and I are through.
My Ladybug, stay away from that meal.
How could your heart be so feeble?
Ladybug, keep away from his arm.
Don't be carried away by his charms. Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that Beetlebug.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I've been through so many changes in my life, woman. It's a wonder I ain't lost my mind. And I ain't never said how much I need you, sugar. But I sure need you by my side. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind all the time. Life with me, I know for sure it ain't been easy, but you stay with me anyway. And even though you ain't gonna lose too much by leaving, I'm so glad you stayed. My love,
baby, just blows my mind.
A Motown memory from Lionel Richie, My Love. That reached number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1983. Before that, a catchy tune from R. Dean Taylor, My Ladybug Stay Away From That Beetle. Beetle is spelled B-E-A-T-L-E. Since it was recorded and released in 1964, it was the Beatlemania sweeping the nation in the United States that contributed to the title of the song. And we started with the Jackson 5 and Mama's Pearl, number 2 from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown song titles that contain a female reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Mary Wells and The One Who Really Loves You. Well, The One Who Really Loves You was both written and produced by Smokey Robinson, and it peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 2 in the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts in 1962. The single was the first of a trio of top 10 hits with Smokey Robinson in this year of 1962. It was followed by You Beat Me to the Punch and Two Lovers. Background vocals in the song were provided by the group called The Love Tones, which consisted of Carl Jones, Joe Miles, and Stan Brasley. All instrumentation in the song is by the Funk Brothers, that great house band that Motown utilized in the 1960s. Well, here is Mary Wells with The One Who Really Loves You right here on Motown.
Some other girls are feeling your head will jive. So now you're acting like you don't know that I'm alive. Love, you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me. Look to me, the one who really loves you. Susie only wants you until the day.
Only wants you until the day
that you again have her true love who's far, far away.
Her true love who's far away.
So love, you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me. Look to me, the one who really loves
you. I really love you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jenny only wants you cause she thinks she has to have everyone. Minnie only wants you cause she thinks that hurting me would be fun.
Hey, Maria, yeah, yeah. Don't you need just a little. Cause honest to God, you were the only one.
Do you think I'm lying?
Marvin Gaye with Try It Baby, and they reached number 15 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1964. The Temptations sang backing vocals on that song. And before that, Jimmy Ruffin with Maria, You Were the Only One. It only reached number 97 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1971. Jimmy had 7 charting 45s on the Motown record label. And we started with Mary Wells and The One Who Really Loves You, number 8 from 1962. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown song titles that contain a female reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder and My Cherie Amore, right here on Motown Memories.
Sometimes on a crowded street, I've been near you, but you never noticed me. My Cherie Amore, won't you tell me how could you ignore that behind that little smile I wore? Wish that you were mine. La 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 la
Robinson and My Girl Is Gone, and I reached number 14 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1965. Before that, The Messengers, and That's the Way a Woman Is, number 62 from 1971. Only charting song for The Messengers. They were from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we started with Stevie Wonder and My Sharia Moore, number 4 from 1969. Well, this hour, we featured all Motown song titles that contain a female reference in the title. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.